You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The International Desk on 95BFM.
Yes, on the International Desk this week, I am talking about the EU. So the European Parliament has confirmed Ursula von der Leyen as the next president of the European Commission. She is succeeding Jean-Claude Juncker when his term finishes at the end of October. So I have just quickly summarized what happened in the European Parliament plenary at Strasbourg last week and what kind of policies is von der Leyen planning for Europe for the next 5 years.
Mr. President, and honorable members of this Parliament, I feel so honored and I'm overwhelmed, and I thank you for the trust you placed in me. The trust you placed in me is confidence you placed in Europe. Your confidence in a united and a strong Europe, from east to west, from south to north. Your confidence in a Europe that is ready to fight for the future rather than fighting against each other. Your confidence in a Europe that will take the big challenges of our times together.
Last week, German Defence Minister Ursula von der Leyen was successfully elected by the European Parliament as the next president of the European Commission. She is the first woman to do so in the EU's history. Out of 751 members of the European Parliament, she was confirmed to the position with a slim majority of 9, which 383 votes supporting her out of the 372 required. Her first five-year term will officially begin on the 1st of November. Before the vote, von der Leyen has already outlined her agenda for the next commission. It included a plan for a, quote, European Green Deal within 100 days in office, more ambitious emission reduction targets, provide 1 trillion euros on sustainable investments, and most of all, a target to let Europe become the world's first climate-neutral continent by 2050.
If we close the gaps between us, we can turn tomorrow's challenges into tomorrow's opportunities. Honourable members, our most pressing challenge is keeping our planet healthy. This is the greatest responsibility and opportunity of our times. I want Europe to become the first climate-neutral continent in the world by 2050. To make this happen, we must take bold steps together. Our current goal of reducing our emissions by 40% by 2030 is not enough. We must go further. We must strive for more. A two-step approach is needed to reduce CO2 emissions by 2030 by 50, if not 55%. The European Union will lead international negotiations to increase the level of ambition of other major economies by 2021. Because to achieve real impact, we do not only have to be ambitious at home, we have to do that, yes, but the world has to move together.
Von der Leyen also promised to commit the EU as a union of equality, especially on gender. She has already announced the new European Commission will be formed by an equal number of male and female commissioners.
What I will do is I want a commission that is 50% women, 50% men. So I will ask the heads of states and government to present two persons, a man and a woman. So this is what we are looking for.
Other measures to achieve gender equality included introducing quotas for gender balance on company boards and binding pay transparency measures to reduce the gender pay gap. Von der Leyen has also said her commission will do all it can to prevent domestic violence, protect its victims, and punish offenders, such as defining violence against women as a crime in future European treaties.
Yes, and that's about two main policies that von der Leyen has proposed before the vote in Strasbourg last week. But I would like But what interested me the most, it's the fourth one. It's to reform a system within the EU right now on how to select future presidents of the European Commission. It's called the Spitzenkandidaten, which is in German for lead candidate. So what exactly is the Spitzenkandidaten? It's a system, like I said earlier, to choose future candidates for the European Commission. So how it currently works now is when all 28 members, currently 28 members of the European Union, the heads of the member states, when a new commission needs to be proposed, they will gather together and they will nominate a candidate. And that candidate will have to be confirmed by the European Parliament for them to officially to become the president. And what the Spitzenkandidat does is during each European Parliament election, the major party groups, as we covered that, as Lisa covered that in a couple of weeks ago, each party group contesting in the European Parliament election will choose a Spitzenkandidat. A lead candidate that will ensure that's their candidate for the future presidency in the Commission. But what happened in 2019 after the European elections is the major blocs have taken a big hit. None of the centre-left, centre-right combined, the alliance between the centre-left and the centre-right, they don't have a overall majority. So basically what happened is neither Spitzenkandidat has a comfortable outright majority for them to safely secure their presidency. In the European Council itself, there is a divide on which candidate to choose from, because most of the candidates themselves aren't very experienced, or two, not every head of state like them. For example, Manfred Weber for the centre-right party group, even though German Chancellor Angela Merkel wants him to be, but the French President Emmanuel Macron doesn't want him because he has no experience. But on the other hand, the other Spitzenkandidat, Franz Timmermans from the Socialist group of the European Parliament, even though he is liked by the Germans and the French, but he once attacked the Eastern European countries on their lack of commitment to the rule of law. So that's why the Polish and the Hungarians and other Eastern European countries have blocked his nomination. And that's why it turns out very late for von der Leyen to have received her nomination, because it took a very long time for all the European Council to put her name forward. And in fact, she doesn't even know she is the leading candidate for the nomination until very late during various summits in Brussels. So it's a good way, in my opinion, it's a good way for her to reform the Spitzenkandidaten process, because this has what happened for the past couple of months. I would say it's unprecedented, because most of the center group, most of the party groups don't have a nomination, and what we ended up now, it's basically a whole mess that what pro-EU politicians could have thought they could have been,
right,
they have been avoidable.
So just to clarify for the listeners, mm-hmm. where are we at now with the kind of candidate process and the election process of the kind of leader of the European Commission?
So yeah, it's still run under the Spitzenkandidaten process, but for now, at least in 2019, the process has been thrown out of the window, because the lead candidate from the party groups, they don't have an outright majority in the European of support from the European Council, from the heads of states. And Ursula von der Leyen was nominated as an alternative, and she already got us and she has already secured a majority of support in the European Parliament, but only just. But what's next for her commission is still in the air, because like I said earlier, she only has a very slim majority of 9. And if she messes up with different party groups in the European Parliament, it's probably going to be an end to a lot of her policies. And that's why we can see in her promises for her future agenda, she's trying to get more support.
Right. So she has been elected leader of the European Commission. Mm-hmm. And so now her job is to kind of continue to run this commission, but that will be made more difficult by a lack of support.
Yes, because before the election, the Greens, the European Greens, and a lot of the centre-left bloc have refused to support her confirmation in the European Parliament because of the reason she has no public mandate. She hasn't run through an European election. She is not the Spitzenkandidat of any political group, even though she is a member of the political group that receives the most seats in Parliament.
Right, right. So now she will continue leading the commission.
She will.
But it's just incredibly kind of...
It's a matter of support.
Yeah.
It's a matter of support. Okay. And that's why... In my opinion, she got the European, she coined the European Green Deal to reform the Spitzenkandidat to get more traditional support, because in some way her confirmation was supported by Eurosceptics and quite a lot of politicians on the right.
But in order for her to be active, she'll need the support of both the Commission and the Parliament. Is this right? Just for the listeners to clarify.
So, it's going back to the structure of the European Union again. There are 3 branches: the European Council, the European Commission, and the European Parliament. So the European Council itself, it's made by the heads of states of all 28 members. So you have President Macron, Merkel, or even the British Prime Minister.
And then for the next one, the Commission, it's led by
Ursula von der Leyen. It's basically put into much more simple context. It's like the government of Europe.
Right.
So the European Council, they set the direction of the whole EU. And the European Commission, what they do is to brainstorm policies and ideas that goes with the direction of the European Council.
Well, it'll be very interesting to see where this ends up.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.